Hi, it's Francesca calling from MMA Legal. Is now a good time to talk?
Yeah, it should be now.
Perfect. Before we begin, I just need to confirm your details, data protection, that's all. So would you be able to confirm your date of birth, please?
12-62.
And your postcode?
D-D-3-6-D-8, sorry, it's D.
Perfect. And just note that all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes, that's all. So the reason for my call is that we're still waiting proof of identification and proof of address documents. So just calling to follow up.
I can't find my passport.
Yeah.
I've been that for about 3 weeks. I've not got any. And I've got no ID. None.
Are you able to provide any proof of address instead? So if we can accept three of those instead of the ID?
Well, it's on the border roll. That's proof, is it? I've got to on the border roll, can't that? This is a problem. It's a big problem. I get letters here, sort of, but I've still got nothing, man. But I've got one letter from a council.
Yeah. Do you have anything from GPs?
No, but I'm going there on Thursday.
So you could possibly ask them just to write you a letter, just that has your address on it, just because that'd be used as a different form.
And I've got a letter for the council, as I say, they were, because the guy just got in a day. They were phoning up for a guy, checked on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, my problem is I don't even answer calls unless I know the number.
Sorry?
I keep on getting all these calls, kids, for selling insurance and whatnot.
Yeah.
What is to claim for an accident that was in and that. So I'm getting a laugh at them. Right?
Yeah.
I don't answer them anymore.
No, that's understandable. So just thinking, so you've got the one from the council, and then you'll be able to get your GP.
Yes,
you'll get your
prescription anyway. Prescription's got my name and address on it.
Yeah, let me just double check to see if that can be another form. Give me 2 seconds. Hiya. So I've just checked now. So the prescription won't work. So with the letters, they all need to be dated differently. So if you've got one off the council and then you get the one off the GP, is it possible if you'd contact the council to get another one?
I'll probably get a letter in 2 days. But I've not had in for ages. I mean, because I used to get into the Hydro at the time for the Ovo Energy, but we stopped sending them because just ignore them anyway. Didn't even open them.
So if you could have, the only thing is they need to be dated within the 3 months of us contacting you. So if you could maybe like have a look, gather up some council letters, see if you've got a few dated differently.
But there might be a few months old. A month old. But I might hear something like that. Because I've got bags that I've heard of soon as well.
Yeah. Well, if you can, try and find the most recent ones. Send them over to us. So I'll send you an email after this call. And you can either respond to that or you can send just photos of them on WhatsApp. That's a bit easier. The number should be in the email as well. And we'll have a look at them, see what qualifies, see what's valid. And then we can go from there if you want.
Right. Okay.
So if you just send us what you have, and we'll see what we can work with.
Right, we're ready to just have pictures of them and send them to an email address,
So I'll send you an email now.
Would it be okay to send in a few days on that same email?
Sorry?
Would it be okay to send them in a few days on that email?
So I can send the email now, and then you can just get them to me, preferably by the end of this week, just so we can progress with your case, that's all.
Right,
And then this is the number
that's going to be phoning me, because I was getting loads of phone calls for it, loads of mobile numbers, I had a different mobile number.
Yeah, so our number, so it's 0161 570 555. So if you see that number calling.
In Manchester.
Yes. Yeah, so keep an eye out for that one. So if we ever call you, it'll just be regarding this.
Right.
So if you have a look and you can send us what you can. I'll see then what I can do with them, and then I'll be back in contact then if we need anything else.
Right, will do.
But yeah, so I'll send the email now, have a look, see what you can find, and then there'll be a number on there as well. So then if you go on WhatsApp or anything, you can just take photos and send them to us that way as well.
Right, yes.
Perfect.
I've actually done this with your letters before. I sent them to the guy that was in contact with you the first time, and he come back on and he asked us for the letters and to tell him what I had, and I sent him them. And he says that was okay. You see, that's how I thought. Everybody else had these different numbers for him before I get this information. Everything, I was going on here, I thought I was getting conned.
Yes, I've not got anything on file of previous things you've sent.
Oh, see, the guy who phoned me for that, was it redress or whatever, is it?
Yeah.
He, the first guy, right, he come on and says, right, it's been accepted, but we need proof of your ID. Right, and I sent it after, I sent everything to him. That I had at the time, would the letters, and everything. He says, right, I've got enough here, that'll do. That was all. I was just wondering how that was the right guy, or either, I can't work with, because there's so many different numbers phoning us for the same thing.
Yeah. So I've not got anything saved on file for your proof of address or identity. If you did, though, did you know if you sent it by email?
I took pictures and just again, it was on an email. Yeah.
So if I can try and go back and have a look.
If you go back,
see if I can find anything.
Contact with me, he'll have the information, I'm sure. Because he says that after he's done that, because everything's accepted. He come on and tell me that. That's what I mean. So I wonder how they were asking for it again.
Let me have a look.
What I mean?
It might have just been the case that your application's been accepted. So we accept it before the ID. So then we have to chase that before
we
can continue any further.
ID. He's come back on and asked for the ID in a tenement. That'll be enough. But I sent him letters at that time.
Let me double check for you now.
Sent them, and then he asked us to do it again because I had to go to the centre or something. He says, and I had to get the full page in because I missed bits or something.
So I can't see anything on here. Maybe if you would be able to check back through yours and see maybe if it didn't send or if you could resend it. If not,
it'll be in there somewhere because I sent it, will it? So that'll still be there, will it? I'll look for that on my phone then, right? That's what I'll do, because I'm not very good with these things. Technology to me is a pain in the ass.
Is there a different email you might have sent it from?
Oh, sent it by the same email, J549-2811@gmail.com.
Can you repeat that, sorry?
J549.
Yeah?
2811@gmail.com.
No, I'm not getting anything coming up. The email I've got on file for you is gordonlynch62@hotmail.com.
No. That's not my email.
Right.
That's definitely not my email. And that's not what was contacted me. Contacted would be a different email.
Right.
That's an old one. That's a very old email.
If you want, so if you send us a message,
every email, say the people who are on my phone, I'll send you them.
Yeah, send us a message on WhatsApp with your updated email. I'll get that sorted for you on the system, and then I can see. Then I can have a look back and see if you sent us anything.
Yeah, I sent it to the guy under a different email. It was on the drive 5498. 22811, I think it is. Or 11822. Something like that. Anyway. Right, I'll go do that now, right?
Okay, yeah. I'll send you an email now, just a follow-up one. So if you look at the number at the bottom, send us a message and I'll see if I can get it sorted for you.
Phone is. Right, okay.
Right, lovely. Thank you.
Yeah. Right, talk.
I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, sorry, Raggy. It's never answered. I had somebody phoning me. I had somebody on the new phone. Okay.
All right.
Bye.